ಸಂಭಾತು ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದ ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಮಾಥುರಿಂ ಗೋಷ್ಟವಾಕಿಂ ರಾಧಾಕುಂಡಂ ಗಿರಿವರ್ಮಹೋ ರಾಧಿಕಾ ಮಾಧವಾಸಂ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತೋ ಯಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಥಿತ ಕೃಪಯಾ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುಂ ತಂ ನತೋಸ್ಮಿ ಭಂಖ್ಯಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುಭ್ಯೈವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಸನ್ನಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಮ್ನೇ ಗೌರತಿ ಗವೇ ಗೌರಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಧಿಕಾಯ ತದಾಲಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಕ್ತಾಯ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾ ವಿಘ್ನಾಪರಾಧ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಯೈ ಚಿತ್ವಾಶ್ಚ ಕಾಮಾದಿ ತರಂಗಮಧ್ಯೈ ಕೃಪಾಮಯಿ ತ್ವಾಂ ಶರಣಂ ಪ್ರಪನ್ನಾ ವೃಂದೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಶರಣಾರವಿಂದಂ ವೃಂದೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಶರಣಾರವಿಂದಂ Varanasi, Kashi, on the bank of Ganges, on Ashwamedh Ghat, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting there. Then Sanatana Goswami and Chandrasekhar and some of associates are there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving teaching to answer to the question of Sanatana Goswami. Who I am? Why I am so suffering? And I am suffering from the birth and death. I am drowning in the birth and in the ocean of birth. Old length and so many diseases of this. How I can be happy? Three things. Three questions are related to three jnana. Sambandha jnana, abhidhya jnana and prayojana. Prayojana tattva. Sambandha tattva, abhidhya tattva, and prayojana. Who am I? Am Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling that I forget this and it can Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Radha Damodar temple. There he is writing. Very solitary place. It is in Seva Puja. It is a Siddha place. You know Siddha place? Because Krishna has placed there. The feet dust of all the gopis, especially Srimati Radhika, is there. Especially, Krishna used to come there and to suck Srimati Radhika, so it is Seva. Best place in Vrindavan. Vansibhat and this place. Also there is a place, Nithuvan. Same thing. Sure. Here Krishna is controlled by Prem. Radha is also controlled by Prem. Here Prem becomes personified, like a person controlling Krishna. Srimati Radhika gopis all so we want Krishna Prem, not Krishna only. If there is no Prem, no affection and love for Krishna, then we will like Kansa, Jarasandha, Sisusa, like them. So he has told first that here he is telling that Krishna is manifested in this world in six ways.
Six features.
Krishna himself, two kinds of guru, bhakta, avatar, prakash and shakti. First is he is explaining guru, bande guru. Mantra guru arjata. I will try to explain it very shortly.
Briefly.
Because I will have to complete 3 and 4 chapters. Most important. But this is background. Without this, we cannot explain all these things. And that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to this world. Also, our good self, disciplic order, all acharya has come for this. Mantra Guru are Jato Sikha Guru Gaur. Tahar Charana Age Kariye Bandhan. Mantra Guru are Sikha Guru Gaur. Mantra Guru means Diksha Guru. And Sikha Guru, those who teach us how to serve Krishna. Who are you? What is bhakti? What is jiva tattva? And how a jiva, a soul, conditioned soul, can achieve bhava bhakti and from bhava bhakti to bhakti is one prema bhakti, the service of Krishna. And Rupa Goswami has told it that Anna Abhilashita Sunyam Gyan Karma Then Anukullena Those who want to accept this bhakti, they should remember this slok first and repeat daily once. And try to go deep in this. And then practice. When you will begin practice, then it will be sadhana bhakti. From your senses, your indriyas. And when a mood will come, then it will be bhava-bhakti. And when we will have prema, then it will be prema-bhakti. It is called sadhana-bhakti, bhava-bhakti and prema-bhakti according to the stages of sadhana. understand Sadat Smriti. So, all are same. Those who give all this, really he is Guru. Those who cannot give this thing, Sadhan Bhakti, Bhava Bhakti and Prema Bhakti, and they are not realized about all this. They may do a Guru work, but really they are not Guru. Because it is then told in Srimad Bhagavatam and all Upanishads everywhere. इसलिए गुरु के पास में जाओ तस्मा गुरु प्रपद्ये जिज्ञासु शब्दे परे च निष्णातम् शब्दे निष्णातम् परे निष्णातम् च ब्रह्मन् चैतन्य महाप्रभु आल्सो सपोर्टेड दिस आइडिया Krishna also, all epics, Srimad Bhagavatam. Go to Guru, if you want to have really happiness, really bhakti to Krishna, and realize Krishna. And who am I? How can I progress in this life? Then go to Yatari. Realize soul. Are there some realization about this? And he will help you, surely. The symptom of that Guru has been told that Sabde cha Pare cha. What is the meaning of Sabde? Is perfect in Ved, Upanishad, Srimad Bhagavatam, all the books. But only with this will not do, whether he is perfect or not. But he has no realization of Krishna. Not doing so much bhajan, he is not so much progressed and realized in bhakti. Then he is not. Even he knows all kinds of sastra, arguments and everything. So there are three symptoms of Guru. Shabda Brahma Nishna. He should know all the arguments of all the sastra. And secondly, he should be detached from worldly desires, material desires. These are two
external symptoms.
External system.
Symptoms.
And Swarup system, Swarup
internal.
That is Brahma Nishnatam. Pare. Pare who is from? Pare from Brahma. Who is? Krishna himself.
Param Brahma.
Param. Why Param Brahma? You taking this meaning? Oh Bhagyam. Oh Bhagyam. Nanda Gop Prajaukasham. Janamitram Paramanandam. Purna Brahma Sanatam. Krishna is Param Brahma. Purna Brahma. Sanatam Brahma. So he should have some realization. Otherwise, he will. Good. He may fall if he has no relation. He is only knowing some arguments of this heart from books, but he has not done so much bhajan, and that is why they fell down. Even they know all the arguments, everything, sometimes practicing something. But not detachment of world, material things. And that is why the health. So we must go to the persons, devotees, who should not help. Otherwise it will be very, very problem for us. If Guru falls, then our whole life becomes upset. So, he said be very careful. So he is telling here, Mantra Guru are Jato Shiksha Guru Gaun, Tahar Charan Age करे ये बंधन. What he has written, Swami ji?
I first offer my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of my initiating spiritual master and all my instructing spiritual masters.
Yes.
Report. Srila Jiva Goswami, in his species Bhakti Sandharva, has stated.
Very carefully, you should hear. Very important in life.
Has stated that uncontaminated devotional service is the objective of pure Vaishnavas, and that one has to execute such service in the association of other devotees. By associating with devotees of Lord Krishna, one develops a sense of Krishna consciousness and thus becomes inclined towards loving service of the Lord. This is the process of approaching devotional service. Approaching the Supreme Lord by gradual appreciation of devotional service. If one desires unalloyed devotional service, one must associate with devotees.
Yes. Mark this line. If you want, what?
Unalloyed
devotional service, you must meet. And if you are not doing, then what will be the result?
Asat Sangha.
Asat Sangha. You'll be in Asat. So, try to follow these lines of Swami. Some doubt that you are not in a line of Swami. But I think I am more in line of Swamiji. I am following all the totally words of Swamiji. Perhaps they are not following, and that is why I say that you are in not line of Swami. You should see. And you can judge yourself. Whether I am in line of Swamiji, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami or not, I am not going to tell anything against this. Totally I am giving to the whole world his message. This is message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our Bhanga, all Vaishnavas. So we should very strongly and boldly try to follow these things. If we want unalloyed service of Krishna, devotional service, if we want. And if you don't, you want to make money, and see that, oh, if I am going to follow these lines, then my money problem will be. Come. And so I should not associate with good and high class of Vaishnava. And if you want, like Prahlad Maharaj, then you can mix with, associate with what Swami is telling. Again, this line and go on. If
one desires unalloyed devotional service, one must associate with devotees of Sri Krishna. For by such association only can a conditioned soul achieve a taste for transcendental love and thus revive his eternal relationship with God in a specific manifestation and in terms of the specific transcendental mellow or rasa that one has eternally inherent in him.
If you will do like this, Krishna will manage everything for you. Don't fear. Krishna has given birth. He is controlling everything. So why we should fear for all these things? For these problems. All the problems will be solved by this. And then Krishna will manage everything. So be bold like this. And try to associate qualified Vaishnava. If you want unalloyed service of Krishna. Because not only time, three times it is behind tail. So, Sadhusan. Again?
Sadhusan.
Again?
Sadhusan.
Sarvasiddhiyas. What is the meaning? Unalloyed of service of Krishna can be attained by this. This is our first duty to follow all these things. Go on.
the secret is that one must submissively listen to those who know perfectly the science of God, and one must begin the mode of service regulated by the preceptor or teacher. A devotee already attracted by the name, form, qualities, etc. of the Supreme Lord may be directed to his specific manner of devotional service. He need not waste time by approaching the Lord through logic.
Yes. Don't try to achieve Krishna by logic. Logic may cannot do. If his logic controlled by prem or devotion, and if it is favorable to Shastra, like Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita, then that logic can be somewhat taken. Otherwise, don't go towards logic. Go on.
The expert spiritual master knows well how to engage his disciples' energy in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, and thus he engages a devotee in a specific devotional service according to his special tendency.
One thing you should understand is that if a bona fide guru is there, all disciples will think that he loves much more me, other than anyone. This is the sign, this is the symptom of his all gurus, all Vaishnavas, all disciples, all who are not disciples coming in his touch, they will feel in his their heart then he loves much more than anyone. We are seeing this thing in my Gurudev and also Swamiji. I think there are so many devotees of Swamiji, they can realize this. He used to pyar karna chahta tha, aapko pyar karta tha. He always
was he loving you?
Loving you. So I think all will realize this fact that my Gurudev loves me much more than anyone. You are disciples of Prabhupada. You think he was so much happy about your service? So this is the first. We have heard from the disciples of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Even a little boy, even a girl, innocent girl, anyone, those who were superior, all used to think that I am so much loving to my Guru. He loves me much more. This is the thing. This is the actual symptom. Because he has no worldly gain at all from any his disciples. He wants to give his heart and Krishna into their heart. This is the thing. And if he is not perfect in the realization of Krishna prema, he cannot give these things. He cannot make sweet Krishna in your heart. Guruji never takes the heart of disciples for himself to gain. He takes the hearts of all devotees, makes it so smooth, so fragrant, and so sweet, and it he offers it to in the lotus feet of not directly, by giving them in his Gurudev lotus feet and he to his and to his Param Gurudev, Parapar Gurudev, and thus it will come in the lotus feet of Rukmanjari, and she will give him to the Lord Tabishadha, and they will offer in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, and Radhika will engage in the yogal service. So this is the symptom of Shikshya Guru and Diksha Guru both. Then, go on.
A devotee must have only one.
If a guru is not doing like so, then you can pray him that please allow me that I should associate any guru. His Gurudeva will himself tell that I cannot satisfy you. You should go to view Vishwas. You should go to Rupa Goswami. You should go to Narottam Thakur.
They should go you man.
He will not invade. In him?
The envious.
Envious. He will not be envious. Oh, fight war going to that. He will take you. But Jiva Goswami cannot do like this. Serve your Gurudev. Come to me. And be more qualified to serve your Gurudev and Krishna. He wants no worldly gain at all. If he wants worldly gain, then he is not Guru. Truly. He will tell that. Like Hridayananda of Kulin Gram to his disciple Shyamananda, that go at once to Vrindavan in Sevakuni at the lotus feet of Jesus. He will make you qualified to serve Radha and Krishna. And Jiva Goswami did it. Actually, Jiva Goswami has no sister, but all world is his disciple. This is the symptom of a real Gurudev. Then?
A devotee must have only one initiating spiritual master, because in the scriptures, acceptance of more than one is always forbidden.
Yes.
There is no limit, however, to the number of instructing spiritual masters one may accept. Generally, a spiritual master who constantly instructs a disciple in spiritual science becomes his initiating spiritual master later on. One should always remember that a person who is reluctant to accept a spiritual master and be initiated is sure to be baffled in his endeavor to go back to Godhead.
What? Okay.
One should always remember that a person who is reluctant, hesitant. To accept a spiritual master and be initiated is sure to be baffled in his endeavor to go back to Godhead. One who is not properly initiated may present himself as a great devotee, but in fact he is sure to encounter many stumbling blocks on his path of progress towards spiritual realization, with the result that he must continue his term of material existence without relief. Such a helpless person is compared to a ship without a rudder, for such a ship can never reach its destination. It is imperative, therefore, that one accept a spiritual master if he at all desires to gain the favor of the Lord. If there is no chance to serve him directly, a devotee should serve the spiritual master by remembering his instructions. There is no difference between his instructions and he himself. In his absence, therefore, his words of direction should be the pride of the disciple. If one thinks that he is above consulting anyone else, including a spiritual master, he is at once an offender at the lotus feet of the Lord. Such an offender can never go back to Godhead. It is imperative that a serious person accept a bona fide spiritual master in terms of the Shastic injunction. Srila Jiva Goswami advises that one not accept a spiritual master in terms of hereditary or customary social and ecclesiastical conventions. One should simply try to find a genuinely qualified spiritual master for actual advancement in spiritual understanding.
He is always following Jiva Goswami. One thing I want to explain here, that to have a guru like this, having all qualities, is very rare in this world. Very rare. But if we have some past impression, we have done some sukritis, and at that time we have, in lower stages we have some guru anyhow, not real guru, but yet some guru, Vaishnava guru, even a Kanishtha Vichari, no harm. Then in that birth he has some impression. So when he will come in this birth, then he will choose a very real guru. And how to choose? We should give up ourselves in the Lord's feet of Krishna and pray. Because he is Siksha Guru, inner guru. He will hear.
Kshetra Guru, Kshetra
Guru. Kshetra Guru. No? Always hear. He should pray that, oh Krishna, I want to serve you. Please give a good guru, one sad guru. Then Krishna will listen to it. And he will manage. And if you are not doing like so and managing yourself, that I will choose my guru, I will pariksha, I will examine my guru, then you will settle down. Bhakti is always sarva dharmana parityajya mam ekam antvam sapatibhyo mukhyam. If you will surrender without any worldly gain, sincerely, Krishna will surely arrange. So be like that. So everything depends on Krishna. Easily we can have that rare guru in this world. In this world, very rare guru. And more than that, very rare disciples are in this world. It has been told in Shastra. Very rare devotees are, disciples are in this world. Who give himself like Arjuna to Krishna. Like Krishna and Sudama gave everything in Sanskrit. Like Rupa, Jiva Goswami gave himself in all respect to the Lord's feet of Rupa. I think there are so many instances of Guru and disciple in Vedas, Upanishad, Puran. But not like Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Who is the Guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sanatana Goswami. And Rupa Goswami? He has written so many books. In all books he has, in Mangalacharana, he has prayer in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his guru. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave initiation to Rupa and Sanatana, where? First sacrifice was done there. Any mantra he gave to them?
Inspired everything in their heart.
They adopted everything. Like Guru, this is the main thing. To whom we follow, internally, outwardly. And give easily, swabhavik rupse,
naturally.
Our heart in their sort of thing. He is actually good. Whether he is initiated by that mantra or not, or fire sacrifice has been done or not. These are external things. So in Shastra, Jiva Goswami has told, he has not so much time to write all these things because a Ramayana will come there. Or Mahabharata, like Mahabharata so long. So he has not given all the examples. So it has, there are two kinds of disciples. Two kinds of diksha, initiation. Anusthaniki and Jidgat Rudi. Anusthanik means only fire sacrifice has been done and Guru has told, oh, Gopi Janna Vallabhaya Swaha Om Bhur Bhuva Prachodaya. Yes, I am anything. Oh, I said, give so much donation to Gurudev, representation so much, that sacrifice to done, my heart, my head has been
saved.
And now, it's a gift. I have been initiated. This is outwardly, not Vidvat Rudi Vrsti. When it will be Vidvat Rudi? When we will give our heart in the right seat of Gurudev, everything, and Guru, they will make me so qualified to serve Krishna. And Dipya Jnana. What is Dipya Jnana?
Divine knowledge.
What is divine knowledge? Who is Krishna? Who am I? What is Maya? Illusory Maya. Now you see in here in this country or Western, all Western countries. That's a very big problem between husband and wife. They are divorced so many times. They are very worried for their children. What to do? What to do? Very big problem. I pray you all that don't make this problem. Like Indian system, if you are married once, you should be married for
whole life.
For little problems, you should not divorce. Don't be so much attached or don't so much detached. Try to do your kartavya
duty.
That this is, she is my Krishna's servant, maid servant, hand servant, my boys or children are servant of Krishna. I should serve them. I should develop their Krishna consciousness. This is my duty. Don't be attached. So Guru gives all kinds of knowledge, Dipya Jnana. What is Maya? What is Krishna Tattva, Guru Tattva, Vaishnava Tattva, Prema Tattva? Everything. And how you should practice bhakti, how should we develop our affection, love for, honor and service of Krishna. This is Dipya Jnana. And kuryat papasya
samkshaya
means all sinful actions. What are sinful actions?
Prarabdha.
All kinds of worldly problems. So much attaching in worldly affairs. Having so many requirements, worldly requirements. Having so much lust, so much anger, all these things. Bad activities we have done in past. And that are the four kinds. What are four kinds? Prarabdha, aprarabdha, koot and avidya. All this. Avidya means to forget Krishna. And then everything, problems come. So Gurudev destroys all these things. If he cannot do, then we should try to have accept any siksha. More advanced. We should pray Krishna, our Gurudev also. That Gurudev, these are my difficulties. So try to solve. If he is bona fide Guru, he will tell, he will give advice. that go to Rupa Goswami, go to Narottam Thakur, go to others who are advanced. And if that disciple goes there, you associate. If he envies,
envious.
Then what to do? Then we will have think that you should give up him or not. It is against Vaishnavas and Krishna or teachings, then we should give up. But not daily doing. Even in India, even a karmi does not give up his Gurudev for whole life. He thinks that he is God, he is Krishna. So we must treat like this. If your Guru knows so much, so high qualified, then taking permission, we can associate higher rank of Guru. He will himself advise you to do. And if he does not do, then I think he deserves no quality of qualified Guru. He is telling, no, Mantra Guru, Arshiksha Guru. Tell me when it will be
25 minutes.
42
minutes
has been passed. 42 minutes. It mentioned in a moment. One kirtan should be done to take me rest. And then I will.
Any? You have time? Do any kirtan?
You're professional.
Okay.
Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Radha.